Good morning. Today we're going to try to tie everything together. We started out at the beginning of the week with the question, when we have a bunch of people together and they need to say or hear Kiddush, should one person say Kiddush for everyone or should everyone say Kiddush for themselves? And the two possibilities were, on the one hand, one person should say for everyone and everyone should be Yotze via Shomea Ka'one, because then we're fulfilling the imperative of Berovam Hadras Melech. The more the merrier in doing the mitzvah, it's a hider for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. On the other hand, we also said there's an opinion that each person should say it for himself, because the mitzvah bo yoser mishlucho, it's a greater mitzvah when you do it yourself, when you do a mitzvah yourself, rather than doing it via somebody else. So in fact, that second shita was the opinion of the Ola Shabbos, that each person should say kiddush for himself, because the mitzvah bo yoser mishlucho. On the other hand, the Tosefa Shabbos said, no, one person should say it for everyone, because of Berov Am Hadras Melech. So it could be, based on the discussions, that the fundamental machlokis here is, when it comes to mitzvah bo yoser mibshlucho, is that a chiyuv or is that not a chiyuv? To do a mitzvah yourself when you can, are you obligated to do so, or is that not? And simply preferable, it's a mitzvah, it's a hiddur mitzvah to do it yourself, but it's not required. And we saw the opinion of the Rambam when he was talking about preparations for Shabbos, that he said, even if you can outsource it, have plenty of people doing the preparations for on Shabbos for you, it's a chova, it's chayav, you're obligated to do something yourself. So he said that according to the Rambam, maybe mitzvah bo yoser mibshlucho is a requirement, or at least in the context of preparations for Shabbos, because that's kavod Shabbos, maybe then the Rambam specifically says you have to have that obligation, or similar to an obligation, maybe in other contexts he would not say that. So it could very well be that the opinion of the Ola Shabbos, who said that people should say the Kiddush for themselves, is based on that Rambam. And even if the Rambam is limited to saying that you have an obligation, mitzvah b'yoser mibishlucho is an obligation for kavod Shabbos, but how about Kiddush? Kiddush is the mitzvah of sanctifying Shabbos, so it could very well be the Rambam would say the same. Mitzvah bo yoser mibshlucho has a more important place when it comes to cover the Shabbos, when it comes to be mekadesh the Shabbos. Indeed, it would be an obligation, or at least close to an obligation, and not simply a kiddur. So accordingly, that could be the basis for the opinion of the Ola Shabbos, that it's more important to say the kiddush yourself than fulfilling Berovam Hadras Melech. On the other hand, the Tosefa Shabbos took the more classic approach to mitzvah bo yoser mibshlucho, that it's not an obligation, it's not a chova, it's not a chiyuv to do the mitzvah yourself. You can do it via somebody else, but it's a hiddur mitzvah to do it yourself. And accordingly, when we have that hiddur, that preferable way to do it yourself, Wade versus Berovam Hadras Melech, everyone doing it together, the Rovam is going to be preferable, and we should have indeed one person say it for everyone. So that was the machlokas. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchas Birkas HaPeiros says as follows. The Birkas HaMitzvahs, when we have a bracha relating to a mitzvah, Kishekula mekaimim han mitzvah biyachan, and we have a lot of people fulfilling that mitzvah at the same time. And he brings some examples. Number one is hearing the shofar. Or number two, hearing the Megillah. He says it's a mitzvah that one person should say the bracha for everyone. That's how it should be done. Berov Am Hadras Melech. A third example he brings is the sukkah. Everyone sitting together in the sukkah. One person should say the bracha for everyone. So then he continues, Tov Shiyikra Echa L'Kulam. He's now going back to Mikra Megillah, that it's preferable that one person read the Megillah for everyone. Why? Why should one person do it in all these contexts of the shofar, somebody saying the brachas on the shofar, the Megillah, sitting in the sukkah? So he says, because of Berov Ham Hadras Melech, that's the preferred way to do it, one person for everyone. But then he comes and qualifies it. Then he says, Afa Pishein Chiyuv B'davar, this doesn't mean that there's an absolute obligation that one person says it for everyone. Why? She'ein l'chayev adam she'yakayim ha-mitzvah. You can't obligate somebody who has to do a mitzvah in order to do it via a shaliach rather than himself. So what he's saying here is, although as a community, as a group together doing in the mitzvah. We have a preferred method of Brova Majas Melech, but individuals who say, I prefer to do it myself, we cannot force them to participate with the tzibur because they have a right to do it mitzvah bo yoser mebishlucho. And then he adds on other examples. He adds on a fourth example, a fifth example. The fourth one is our Shaila Kiddush. And the fifth one is Havdalah, and he says, V'chol ki yotzei bazeh, in all similar mitzvahs, he's talking about birkas and mitzvahs. The bottom line says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is as follows. The preference is Berov HaMadras Melech. One person says it for everyone. Nonetheless, if anyone wants to opt out of that and say it themselves, we cannot force them to say it with everyone else. So that is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Likutei Maharich, which is brought in the Minhag Yishal Torah, has a different take. He paskins like Leola Shabbos, that people indeed should say their own Kiddushes. He brings the Magen Avram, who says that it's preferable that the people listening should say the Kiddush along with the person who's saying the Kiddush. Why? He says it's kind of a technical point that it's difficult for people to have kavana and to listen to each and every word of the Kiddush. Apparently he's talking about Friday night Kiddush because it's somewhat longer. It's much longer, actually. And accordingly, he says then the preference, although maybe the default would be one person saying it for everyone, Rov Am Hadras Melech, but when we have the difficulty of people paying attention, it's a somewhat longer bracha, then each person should say it for themselves. The Chai Yadam says as follows, Shelemaise lo nahagu she'echad motzi es kulam. The Maise says the minhag is not for one person to motzi everyone, mishum she'en ha'kol begihin lachiskavin latzeis lozi, because not everyone is a baki to be able to motzi others, have the right kavana, and to be yotze. So we have different views on this. Should it be one person for everyone, or each person saying their own kiddush? I think more conventional is that we are mekayim Berovam Hadras Melech, even on Friday night when the Kiddush is longer. That seems to be the more classic approach, but indeed we do have both views, and both are obviously valid. Have a wonderful day.